For NewYorkSportsDay.com, I'm Rich Mancuso, Joe Sacoa, right?
Yes, sir.
Also at NewYorkSportsDay.com and some other affiliations. Here live from the annual baseball winter meetings, 2018, Mandalay Bay Resort Casino, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, Joe, I'm usually here for boxing, so this is unusual for me to be the big baseball situation as we have this week in Las Vegas.
Well, I think it was 10 years ago that the baseball winter meetings were here in Las Vegas. Yeah. So, but I definitely get your point. And I think we were talking about it before. Pretty interesting how with now gambling coming into sports.
Yeah, it's Major League Baseball. I really can't believe that they're having the winter meetings in a casino. And surrounded by gambling. The sports book, the slot machines, the tables, which I haven't gotten to yet, and I probably will. But anyway, let's get down to business, because I got some Met news, nothing big, just rumors that everybody's heard already. And you have some Yankee news. Apparently you were around Brian Cashman earlier today, and some news coming out of the Yankees concerning Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, and a little more.
So I don't mean to burst the bubbles of the Yankee fans, but it looks like Bryce Harper's out of the question. Brian Cashman was talking to reporters today that he has six outfielders. He basically listed all his outfielders. And, you know, so that virtually brings them out on the Machado, the Harper sweepstakes. As for Machado, he said he wasn't denying that he's had conversations with his agent, and they do plan on meeting. It won't happen here at the winter meetings as of yet. Remember, there's still a couple of more days left of the winter meetings.
Yeah.
So it might happen back in New York at some point, but they are in on Machado. They're going to speak to him. They're also on the Japanese pitcher that's coming over, that's being represented by none other than Scott Boris. And just other tidbits, they're trying to move Sonny Gray. They've been trying to move Sonny Gray for a couple of months now.
I think that's been going on for months.
Yeah.
And I think that's something Brian Cashman and the Yankees want to get rid of right away.
Overall, it seems as if the Yankees are a little bit penny pinching right now. They're saying that they have limited amount of money and they have specific needs, not so much in the outfield. They want another pitcher. J.A. Happ still seems to be at the top of their list, but they're getting plan B's ready. They're also exploring the trade market. Kluber, you know, we've heard Bauer, but the price is way too high right now.
Yeah. All of a sudden, their prospect list is going down a bit.
It is. And from what I heard so far is that they've asked, of course, for their number one prospect, Esteban Floreal.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Yankees are going to do that. My opinion is, though, is if you're the Yankees, you're sitting in there, you just listed off six outfielders, so is there really a clear-cut path for Floreal to be here, and is it worth making a move like to get a premier pitcher in that rotation?
So you've also heard about Scooter Gennett.
Yeah, so the Yankees have had little talk with the Reds about Scooter Gennett on top of Sonny Gray as well. They tried to get the top prospect for Sonny Gray, so they're selling high on Sonny Gray, and there seems to be a fair amount of interest in him, but I don't think they're going to be able to get a stud top prospect in return for Sonny Gray just based on the performance we've seen, even though we know Sonny Gray has the capability of being a really good pitcher.
And let's not forget, Joe, also, the Yankees are going to be looking for some help in the bullpen because David Roberts is not sure if he's going to be back. They're not sure about it. Zach Britton, and then you got Andrew Miller in this mix. So they're shopping for two relievers to fill in that pen. Maybe they get Robertson back, but I have heard differently.
You know, I think Robertson, who's actually representing himself, so that makes it even more interesting. You know there's a relationship between him and Cashman. There's a relationship with the Yankees, having done two stints with the Yankees. Another name that I've actually heard, and it's a New York native, is Adam Ottavino, who had tremendous stuff in Colorado.
Well, what about Adam Ottavino coming to the Mets? I've heard on the Mets side, because that's
they're
what I've been doing
too,
all day today, that's the Mets' priority, of course, to get someone to back up in the bullpen with Edwin Diaz now. And Adam Ottavino is one guy that they are definitely eyeing, possibly, and maybe David Robertson for the Mets, too. I've heard that, too.
I think for the first time in a long time, and I think you could probably, you know, think back a little bit more than I can, that we're going to see the Yankees and Mets actually go up against one another at these winter meetings.
That's what's making this week very interesting in Las Vegas.
Especially for the New York team.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do hear it for the Mets. I do hear it for the Yankees. It's an interesting option, and he's a very good reliever. Anybody would want to have him. You know, so it's really tough to say right now because the Yankees do have a couple of things on their wish list. I think that the starting pitcher is their priority because remember, you still have Dylan Betances. Right. You still have Chapman. You have Shane Green, who had a tremendous right. year in that bullpen. You have Tommy Kahnle. So they still have quality arms in that bullpen. But, of course, you know, Cashman, you always want to add to it.
One guy out of their pen that could become a Met is Adam Warren. Adam Warren would be good setup, a good guy to fill a role in the yep. pen for the Mets if they're looking to rejuvenate, to revamp. And Adam Warren's name has come up. You know what's interesting? This one, you just touched on Mets-Yankees and they might be bidding against each other. And both teams have their needs this year.
Yep.
And for the first time in a long time, as I've been writing on New York Sports Day and other sites, and you've been also talking about it, the Mets are the most active team in the in baseball right now because of Brody Van Wagenen and the new GM and the new regime at Citi Field. It's very interesting how the Mets have become the talk of baseball. And at the winter meetings, that hasn't happened in my memory in a long time.
Yeah, and you know something? I was able to briefly speak to him yesterday, walking next to him. He's a very nice guy, and he's a very confident guy. And that's something that I think the Mets have lacked in that front office for a little bit. Omar Minaya, I give him credit. He was an aggressive GM. He went out. He kind of spent the Wilpons' money a little bit. But now Brody just has like this different approach to him.
Different.
This almost like
it's more
cocky
aggressive
and cocky and kind of way. And that's something that you want to see. And right. you know what? For the Met fans who, there were some complaining about the trade for Cano because he's 36 and they're locked into this thing. That was an aggressive move that he needed to make, he wanted to make, and to show and prove to the fan base that, hey, we want to win. It's been too long. You know, this team is 3 years removed from a World Series appearance. So we need to get back there. We're not going backwards. Right. We need to make steps forward. And they're not going to have many options as far as their farm system and trying to trade guys. That's something that they're going to probably try to rebuild.
I think that Alonso stays.
Yes.
This one guy. And they're very, very, very protective, I believe, with Conforto.
Yes.
And Amad Rosario, you know, the youngsters that they have in place on this
And
team.
I'm sure as you heard, you know, we've heard them linked to JT Realmuto.
Yeah,
however, they're
bring
not
that up right now. That is the name. That is being floated around with the Mets, not the Yankees.
Yeah.
And for the Mets to get a guy like that, which they definitely need, they need a catcher. They need someone behind the plate that's not going to be injured and that can hit and can also protect the plate and do very well. That's the guy. 2 years control, still before he becomes a free agent, but they'd have to give up. And I don't think they want to do that.
And it seems like they're adamant about it.
They might go out and get a catcher on the free agent market, and I hear Maldonado might be their guy.
You know, that might be a better option for them, considering that they won't have to spend so much for a guy like Realmuto. And I agree with it. I wouldn't overpay.
Yeah.
Even though Realmuto is a very good catcher defensively, he could put up numbers offensively, you know. He's hovered around the 275, 280 mark, and that's, you know, you don't really see too much of that from catchers specifically in the game, so that would be a great addition for them.
Yeah, and the scouts tell me he's the guy. He's the main guy at these meetings, topic of discussion, minus Machado and minus Bryce Harper. But by the way, we're looking for him. He lives in this town. We haven't seen him yet. I'm sure he'll make an appearance. Interesting Hall of Fame situation. What were your opinions? I wrote about it. I felt George Steinbrenner should have been put in there with this new 15-year veteran committee that they have and got bypassed. And now I don't think you'll see the Boers ever inducted in the Hall of Fame, which, you know, look, I'm not a Yankee rooter. Everyone knows that. I try and be objective as I can. I've criticized George Steinbrenner over the years, the late George Steinbrenner, but I felt this was time. I felt he should have been in.
Well, here's the funny thing. And this is where I don't mean to make any of our viewers feel old, make you feel old. I wasn't born yet when George Steinbrenner got thrown out from baseball. I was born in 91, so I think he came back in like 92, 93,
that was
around
a bad
that
time in baseball.
It was,
when that
it was.
Happened. Yeah.
However, so I grew up in the George Steinbrenner era of the Yankees where, in my opinion, regardless of the way he was, he invested in his team and he wanted nothing short of a championship. And he brought championships to New York. So to me, regardless of the bad background that there is,
exactly,
he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, plainly because he brought championships to a team. That's an owner you want.
And in baseball overall, he just did things that weren't being done and he just opened up the door for this financial explosion.
And the other thing is, and I think this is where the bad outweighs the good, he was a very charitable person behind
that
the scenes.
Too.
He did a lot of things that not many people really knew about because he didn't want them to know about it. And I think it was Michael Kay who said something along the George Steinbrenner line that if you do something and you want people to know about it, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
He did it for the right reasons. He didn't want anybody to know anything. So
he wasn't as bad as people might think, the public, the fans.
But that's him, though. He
charitable,
wanted to be,
that's how he was.
He wanted to be the tyrant up front.
And our good friend, Ray Negron, will be the first to tell you. I talked to Ray this morning as I wrote. He was crying, screaming, and as he was crying, I tell him, get out of the car, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
It's over with. It's been done. There's nothing you can do about it. This is the way it goes. It's a hit or a miss.
So he might have been a tyrant, had that tough exterior, but inside he cared about people that worked for him. And he cared about the fans, and he invested in the fans, and he invested in the team. You know, nothing really went in his pocket from the New York Yankees, and he wanted to win championships. That, to me, is what makes him a successful owner, and that makes him a Hall of Fame owner.
And no objection to Baines getting in with this vote or anything like that, but the big one is Mariano Rivera. That's going to happen in a few weeks. So.
It should be 100%, but we all know the voting system in the Hall of Fame, and that's, of course, a topic for another time.
Right. So, to wrap up briefly here at the Mandalay Bay Resort Casino, Las Vegas, the Mets at baseball winter meetings, Joe. The Mets are on the hunt. We expect them to come out of here by the end of the week with something, and even the Yankees in the hunt to come out with something. But I think, I firmly believe, and we'll know more tomorrow, because Mickey Callaway's meeting with the media tomorrow, and so is Aaron Boone. So we'll have a clearer picture where this is going tomorrow at the meetings. And I still think the Mets will get what they want. A catcher maybe out of here, and maybe one or two guys out of the pen. Be a trade or free agency. Something's going to happen with the Mets by the end of the week.
The Yankees still have a Steinbrenner running the team. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox won the World Series. A Steinbrenner will not accept that. And so I'm sure we'll see the Yankees come away with something.
You got it. And we'll update you more tomorrow. We'll keep in touch with us here at NewYorkSportsDay.com, live on Facebook as well, and on the website. Joe, we'll have some more info. We'll meet up at the same time, maybe twice tomorrow. How's that?
Will do, Rich. Sounds
good.
Tonight
it's the bar. Tonight we're at the one of the great bars here in this great resort. And it's baseball talk all night.
Absolutely.
Of course, I got some boxing business to do.
There you go.
Of course. Okay, Joe, keep it in the ring. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.